This is Winfrey. Welcome to the Saturday edition of the Don and Win Show, July 12th, 2008. This is Win with my co-host, Don Newsom, the founder of EDS.
Yeah, let's give it up for that guy.
So, all
I like that guy.
We're getting lots out of EDS.
I like that guy.
Getting the program.
Who was that man? That was Instant Man, wasn't he?
That is.
Doesn't he do the best that he can?
That is the guy in the background, monkeying around, making his.
Right away, ma'am. One moment.
Why don't you say hello to our listening audience tonight?
Well, hello. It's always a pleasure to be here with our listening audience. Wynn, we have the best audience in the world, you and I.
We do.
Well, if they're listening to you and I, then get this. They're bipolar for sure. Because they got a dichotomy going on in their heads. They probably live that way. They're psychotic like we are. And,
you know what?
I'll bet you
there's some of them that are sitting out there and listen to us and they say, go Don, you tell Wynn how it is. And the others are saying, go Wynn, get that guy off your back. You know, what's going on?
You know, the only reason anybody would ever use an army or some sort of a defensive guard unit would be to keep you out.
Pardon me?
To keep you out of the area, ma'am.
I see.
That'd be the only reason. I've missed talking with you, Wynn.
You have?
I have.
You know, there's that famous song that goes, how can I miss you if you won't go away?
And I'm going to have to put you on hold for a second. You just keep speaking. I'll be right back.
There goes Don taking his normal bathroom break. He can't do it before the show. He's got to do it in the middle of the show, but no one's supposed to know he's doing that. So at least he turns the mic off. Okay. Now, on the serious side, when Don gives me a few seconds of space here. I recommend that all of you who are living at this period of time, which I assume if you're listening, you're in that category, I recommend that you read my book, The Reincarnation of Edgar Cayce. It's influenced many, many people's lives.
All right, I'm back. You know why I had to go? Because we had a little bleep in the programming, and we had to do a rush job. We had to say, all right, we're going to do a pre-record. We're going to do it now. So we did.
Uh-huh.
And because we accommodate. And interestingly enough, it happened to be right during our show. So there you go.
Mm-hmm.
That's my excuse.
So, Don, did you prepare yourself with any jokes?
I never prepare myself. Being prepared is what? What is being prepared? I mean, you know, there are levels to that. Where do you want to take it?
Well, you know.
I don't know. To me, being prepared isn't all it's cracked up to be. It's like planning. Somebody who plans, spends all his time planning, thinking into the future. That doesn't suit me either, because somehow that just avoids it all. It really does. It makes you an absentee somehow. Are you breathing into the phone, or
no?
You just have a intestinal problem.
What, am I breathing into the phone? Does it sound that way? I wasn't trying to.
Oh, okay.
You know. Is that better?
That's
that better.
Better slap yourself.
Okay.
Slap
you. All right.
How's that?
Well, you didn't prepare yourself, and I didn't prepare myself. That means we don't have nothing to talk about.
We're unprepared. You know, I mean, who has time to prepare?
Mm-hmm. We could have gotten a guest on, but nobody will be on
here's
the show.
Here's a little conundrum for you.
Who could stand up to us from the show? Who of your hosts would be a match for Don and Wynn.
For Don and Wynn?
We've had Jara on, okay?
I love Jara.
Jara can stand us.
Yeah, I love her mostly because of that reason. They actually kind of get us. They're cool. Cool cats.
Dennis cats.
Yeah.
Dennis and Jara get us, huh?
You know, yeah, absolutely.
Now,
and they have a brother that fits the trio, and they do a lot of the programming. So it's really cool.
Don Nikoloff.
Dream Path.
Don Nikoloff called. Do you think Don gets us?
You know, Don does. Don understands me perfectly, I think. I truly do. I don't confuse people. And he's so highly intuitive that you meet a guy like a simpleton like me that's transparent like a book, then, I mean, look, I am what I am. You know, I it's an interesting thing.
Listen, that's God's line, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Come up with something original. That's God's line.
That's taken. Bloody A. I can't see how he wouldn't know me. I think Don Nikoloff knows me. I think he understands who I am. I think he believes. I think he knows where I'm coming from. I think he knows my goals and objectives. I think he knows a lot about me personally because he feels it. I think many of my of the hosts do. I was about to say my because I love them so dearly. I consider them all my hosts, even though it's a corporate situation, has been for a while now. I can't, you know, there's some things that'll never change, and Maximum Heart will always be a part of BBS Radio, always.
Mm-hmm. Well, they are your hosts, Don. You picked them. You put them on.
We picked each other. You know, yeah. That's how it works.
Okay. Well, it's always, you know, there's a famous adage, and it's better to pick your hosts than to pick your nose.
You know, I enjoy both.
Picking your nose?
Well, you know, if you got a hair, let's say you got a hair that's obtuse and very intense, exquisitely there, and that hair is just constantly whacking maybe the upper side of your nose, the left side of the nostril, or something, let me ask you, are you not going to pick that sucker? You not going to remove it? And whatever's clinging to it's gone too, I might add. Gone.
I don't even think Don Nikoloff is going to call us today.
Thank you for that. You know, I was telling a great friend of mine, Ken Lesser, from Advanced Living.
Wait a second.
He's on earlier than us.
Since when do you have a great friend?
Again, all the hosts are my friends, or they're not on the network. I'm still getting to know a couple of them, but the majority of them I would consider friends. I don't agree with them. Not all of them. But I'll tell you what, I think they're coming from the heart, and until I know differently, I'm not going to go to the other managers and say, ugh. I'm going to allow things to grow, and if there is deception, dishonesty, or any form thereof, I mean even in the slightest way, there wouldn't be any tolerance from it for it from our team. That's not possible, not with the given the team. So eventually that would be, you know.
Now are you willing to say live on the air, which host you don't agree with the most?
I think people can deduce that fairly well for themselves.
You're not going to tell.
Well, all right. I can tell you what I don't believe in, and you can match that up with the host.
Now you know that all publicity is good publicity, so you're actually
Look,
doing.
The problem is I don't know enough. So remember what you know, coming from me is zilch.
Okay.
Because honestly, I truly, and I give this to you now, I do not have a grasp of the greater picture at hand. I do not.
Mm-hmm.
And therefore, the information I'll impart will be purely of my own feelings. For whatever that's worth, could be worth less. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Do I believe that we're going to come into a 2012 time where there will be an instantaneous change? I'm going to put it that way because that's what, whenever somebody talks about moving into a new dimension or instantly changing magnetic north, the whole thing flips, or the atmosphere's gone, or the kill shot happens, or all this, and we instantly become spirit, or whatever the case is. 0 points reached, we all get the 100th monkey theory and we all hit it, whatever. It seems to hinge on that initial premise. Wouldn't you agree?
The host that represents there's going to be an instant change in 2012.
And some sort of instantaneous change is involved in their schematics.
And that's the host.
That's a lot of them. I don't care whether it's the Nacera program, the Galactic Federation picking us all up and dropping us all back, throwing us in stasis, ETs, Zetas controlling the Earth and the way it tilts, or whatever it is you got out there going, whatever's going. And it's wonderful stuff. And a lot of it will have some small basis. But it's kind of colluded. I have a different opinion, yes. My opinion is my own. It doesn't quite match most.
Mm-hmm. Now, would you like to know my information on that?
Sure.
All of that, okay, a lot of that stuff, this is a very interesting point of view. Obviously, I don't necessarily just have opinions. I am having conversations with these guys on the other side, and I ask all the questions like this, and I get answers.
I've read most of your, I've read almost everything you've done.
I get answers.
And again, I bloody well love it because I can't, you know, it fits so well into all the metaphysical understandings that I adhere to.
Yeah, well.
So granted, it's remarkable. Beyond remarkable. I love it. I mean, if anyone hasn't bought your book by now who's listening to us, well, you know, hey, you're just slow. Honestly, because it's a wake-up. The book will wake you up, touch you, change you, and get you searching, seeking. And it's going to give you the answers you're looking for, but provide you with a few questions you'll want to have. It's an interesting book. And I think you're still continuing. I think you're doing remarkable. Wynn, I have no doubt. The reason I never had a doubt in you is because of my own personal experiences.
Mm-hmm.
But I've learned to tune those out.
Well, you should have doubts.
You know, I don't have many doubts. Not doubts in the hierarchical order, and that at the greatest level, it's love supreme.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a good big ass burrito. But
a good burrito.
Good ass, big ass. You know, one of them sour cream filled, cheese filled burritos.
With avocado.
Absolutely, tomato. Pepper, yes, folks, for the vegetarians out there, hamburger, meat. I feel so guilty every time I say meat. You know, because I've heard so many people tell me that there are reptilians and they're in power and they're eating us. And it's all a funny business going on. Now, I've heard a lot of that, and it could be, you know, far be it to me to tell you what is.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you what I think what my is. But if you're going to get some global perception from me, you got to get a new program. New schedule. Go look, go to, you know, I like opera. You might too. Hey, we have a caller.
Uh-oh.
All right. We have our first caller.
It must be another burrito lover. Let's hear it.
Hey, guys. It's Brenda.
Brenda!
Don, you guys are just cracking me up. Hey, Wynn, I have a question for you, if you guys don't mind me interrupting your burrito conversation there.
We would love you to.
Wynn, I haven't read your book, okay, so I'm slow, like Don said. I haven't gotten it, but... supposedly, weren't you...
Thank you for pointing that out.
And Wynn, bless your heart, poor Don, he's so cruel to you sometimes. I just feel
thank
for him.
Thank you for noticing it, okay?
Even though he speaks so highly of you in your book...
Oh, shit, Boston legal move over.
No, but anyway, your book is about Edgar Cayce, right?
Well...
And weren't you the one a few years back that had said that you were, like, the reincarnation of Edgar Cayce or something?
No.
No?
No, we never believed he was ever
that. I'm the guy that wrote the book about it. Now, let me tell you something. If you're going to ask me a serious question, this is a serious topic. Don is going to have to be in his place for a moment. And let me answer it seriously, because it's not...
Yeah. Let me go to my
serious
space. I'll be back in a while.
Johnny, go to the bathroom break. Linda, right?
Brenda.
Now ask me a question. Go ahead.
Well, just basically, you know, what is it? Don was just raving about your book, and is it about Edgar Cayce being? I've always, you know, been an Edgar Cayce.
The book is called The Reincarnation of Edgar Cayce.
Right.
For most readers, it proves that Edgar Cayce is back in the world as a young man right now, whose name is David Wilcock.
Okay.
And that the same voice that spoke through Cayce is speaking through David. And that particular part of the story is probably the least important part of the book, because the most important part of the book is that it presents the messages of who was speaking through Cayce, and it explains what's happening on our planet, 2012, Ascension, from the same source that spoke through Cayce. So it probably has, if I make the case that this guy is Cayce, it probably has the most credible understanding of what's going on right now, except it's so far out, it sounds like science fiction. So it needs that kind of credibility in order to even be considered. Now, the wildest part of the whole thing is, while I was writing the book, I had two girlfriends in a row that started channeling spontaneously, and essentially they started talking to me because they were watching me write the book and said, this is a really important thing. And they were backing up my, how would I say it, my own belief in what I was writing, because it was so wild.
Wow.
That it's hard to believe this stuff. For example, who was speaking through Edgar Cayce? The way things work in the universe is reincarnation is real. And we go through all these lifetimes, and eventually we graduate from this realm. And once we graduate, which may take thousands of lifetimes, we're pure energy. There's more than one destination, but one of the higher destinations is there is a group soul of millions of individual graduates of this realm, on this planet and in other planets. And this group soul has helped planets at lower levels of evolution, like ours, and this group's soul is one of the sources we have thought of as God throughout the history of mankind, and that is who was speaking through Edgar Cayce.
Wow.
And this same group soul is now giving their current explanation for how everything works in my book. And,
wow. Are you familiar with Stephen Rother, As a matter of fact, I
was a guest on Stephen Rother's monthly videos.
Well, I know his channeling comes from what he calls the group also. Is that any connection or the same energy or...
What? You know, when it comes to deciding, when they decide how they're going to identify themselves to who. Now, in the case of my book, they identified themselves as the Ra group. Okay?
Uh-huh.
And they identified themselves as the Ra group because the word Ra connected with Edgar Cayce in one of his past lives.
Right, in Egypt, and right.
There were a lot of connections with Ra.
Yeah.
In fact, Edgar Cayce, are you familiar with Edgar Cayce? It sounds like you are. You know who Ra Ta is? Edgar Cayce's wife is Ra Ta.
Right, I'm familiar with that, yeah.
Well, you know, Edgar Cayce was considered, was actually recognized as the sun god in his lifetime as Ra Ta.
Right.
And my book fills in the extra...
He recognized himself, you mean?
No, he didn't. No, it was readings. His readings said he was recognized.
Yeah, yeah. And don't get me wrong, I believed. I mean, I thought the Edgar Cayce Foundation, most of what came out of it, to be quite awesome.
Don, are you out of the bathroom already?
I've been out for a while.
John, I must applaud you for letting Wynn talk for that long.
Well, you know, Wynn, as hard as it was.
I know. That's wonderful information.
As hard as it was, I did it. I did it.
Well, I will definitely get the book.
Thank you. And now I'm through this ordeal.
Yeah,
and, you know,
I know it was difficult, and he give yourself a pat on the back there.
I'm doing it now. I'm having a beer. Stella Artois, something Louvain, something Stella Artois Louvain, something weird, but it's good. It's green, and.
Can I ask another question real quick? When was it that David Wilcox on Coast to Coast one time a few years ago?
Well, he's been on a number of times.
Okay, all right. Well, I'm sorry. If you actually study
David and read my book, it starts to fall into place because the fact of David being Cayce is a done deal. I mean, the things
done deal.
To Cayce,
yeah.
I should emphasize that only because, wow.
Brenda,
yes.
Before Don makes me forget,
yes,
I wanted to tell you that on Monday nights at 6 o'clock on VBS, I have my own show, and then I can be serious for the whole hour, so...
I'll have to call in on that
and
one.
And he is.
And we don't want to make Don have to be quiet that long very often.
Yeah, it just wouldn't suit the mold, would it?
Right. Well, I'll let you guys get back to it.
Thank you, sweetheart.
Donna Winshow. Here, Don, I have a good joke.
Yes.
A drunk walks into a bar and says to the bartender, "Drinks for all on me." That is, including you, bartender. The bartender follows the man's order and says, "That will be $42.50. The drunk says he has no money, and the bartender slaps him around and throws him out. The next night, the same drunk comes in and orders a drink for everyone in the bar, including the bartender. Again, the bartender follows the drunk's instructions. The drunk says he has no money, so the bartender slaps him around and throws him out. On the third night, he comes in, the drunk...
First of all, the bartender's stupid.
The drunk orders drinks for... He is. He did it two times. Drinks for everyone except the bartender.
Except the bartender.
The bartender says, "What, no drink for me?" And the drunk says, "Oh, no, you get violent when you drink."
Oh, Wynn. I think...
Now, that I like.
I think you get to...
That I like. That reminds me a lot like the brick.
Stick to channeling and give up. No, I'm just kidding. Thanks, y'all. I'm going to go now.
All right, sweetheart.
Thank you for
Love you, too.
Bye.
All right, we just got rid of our first caller.
That's right.
And if you're out there in what, our land, Don and Wynn land, something land, and you just have to call us, you feel the urge, it's a necessary impulse, give us a call.
That's right. And anyone who wants to call...
That
wants to complain about Don picking on me, this is your chance to get it out.
This is it.
Anyone who wants to call...
This is World Federation Talk Radio at its best.
Anyone that has a suspicion that Don is drinking beer on the air, please call in and let us know about your suspicion.
Yeah, please. There might be even, you know, those 800 numbers out on those signs, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
I'm telling these jokes.
Report BBS. Report them.
No drinking while emceeing, right?
That's almost comical. What's that?
No drinking while on the air.
You know, if that were true, and let me just tell you this.
All the talk shows.
There'd be no talk shows ever. Okay. I don't know what floats all their boats, but I enjoy a good Stella Artieu.
Now listen.
Something like that.
Here's a reptilian bar joke. You ready?
I'm always ready for your bar jokes. Those are the things that keep me motivated.
Three vampires walk into a bar and sit down on a table. The waitress comes over and asks the first vampire what he would like. And he responds, "I would like some blood." Then she turns to the second vampire and asks what he would like. The vampire responds, "I would like some blood." The waitress turns to the third vampire and asks what he would like. The vampire responds, "I would like some plasma."
I got like a plutonium.
The waitress looks up and says, "Let me see if I have this order right. You want two bloods and a blood light."
Yes. Three cookies.
All right.
Four cookies.
Yeah, I thought we figured out how to make the...
Let's bake.
Our show...
more interesting.
More interesting. And that is, find bar jokes, okay?
Well, you go do that. That's important. I think you have done it. You've matched that skill. But don't move on. I don't think you can move on. I think you should stick around that skill for a little while longer. Just a little. And then move on. Then get that excitement in your loins.
I did become
a part of the me groins.
Is your brother Doug listening tonight?
Isn't there a secret sect called me groins?
Me groins?
I know it's a sect.
It's
gotta be a place.
You talking about sex again?
I think it's
near
my loins. Huh?
Are you talking about sex again on the air?
Not at all. I was just thinking about somewhere in Michigan, isn't it? My loins?
I don't know.
I mean, my feet are in Florida.
Uh-oh. We have a pregnant pause.
We did. I was going to slap you.
Mm-hmm.
I thought I'd leave that up to yourself.
You know, Don.
You do a pretty good job.
Brenda must be one of our few regular listeners.
Brenda. You know I like her. She actually called into the program, didn't she? Now there's a woman you got to give a lot of credit.
She knew that you were obnoxious.
She knows that I'm not just bipolar, I'm all polar.
And you haven't
Have you ever met someone with omnipresence? The guy who just doesn't even know who he is, but he always gets the job done? You've seen it in the movie? That's me. I'm the guy who just doesn't know a damn thing, but hey, that's cool by me.
This is our ADD host.
Hey, not just ADD. I have all those, whatever you want to call it,
EDs. Alzheimer's?
EDs. EDs.
You do.
Got them all.
Okay. So, Don, you don't have any good jokes for me, do you?
You really want a good joke? I tell bad jokes only because I don't know any jokes. I've never wanted to remember a joke. There hasn't been a joke someone's ever told me in all my born days that I've ever thought was so important I had to remember, and therefore, I never did. Now, granted, is my memory selective? Aren't all our memories selective, folks? It builds your monade. It builds that perception. What gets you out of that mold is attitude. Attitude. And attitude is intent. It's your moment of highest excitement. It's action. It's what is at the moment. In a physical, I think, understanding. I don't know how change ultimately will affect it all. I don't really get energy. I mean, energy seems to be able to do anything for any reason at any time. Ultimately, it communicates instantaneously with itself. In our cell structures, I don't get it, but somehow, ultimately, there's some form of greatness to it. And if we can't appreciate that, and we can't attune our attitudes in such a way as that we're not only grateful, but we're responsible, but we're thankful for the responsibility. We are so heartfelt that we are of service.
I like your enthusiasm when you say that. You know that?
Well, I think it's a powerful moment in a person's life. And those moments, they don't go away. They become you. You know, a lot of people have, there's a lot of things going on today. We've got a lot of pollution going on, let's say. They're polluting our radio waves, microwaves, low frequencies, high frequencies, cell phone frequencies, on up. And they've got chemtrails going and a lot of spraying in many areas, and that's a documented fact. Okay. And there's even reports put out by various high-ranking officials in various other countries because it's been so severe in various areas. So it's a fact. It's going on. Once that sinks in, what else should I tell you? What else do you need to know? I mean, you can wake up at that point or take your time. But at that point, you realize that there is a concerted effort. And granted, it might be slow. It might just be to make you sick. It might just be to make you spend more money in the cosmeceutical industry. It might be that you spend more money on oil or work harder, whatever the humdrum is. Ultimately, it becomes you. And unfortunately, it takes a greater awareness of self to overcome that. And it's tough. You know, I don't know the answers. I'll never claim to. I'm going to tell you what my feelings are. Hey, I might throw out some words that might feel like I made statements. That's rare. Usually I'll back them up to the max. But if I ever did anything stupid, I'd probably feel it before I say it. I mean, I truly believe that people are on the verge of greatness. Humanity, you guys, everybody, all the channelers out there say that planet Earth is brilliant. She's on the greatness curve. She's the finest of her species, and oh my God, this is where it's at. Okay, let's say that's true. Okay, let's say that's true. Let's get diggy with it. Well, then I would have to say that we're pretty damn awesome. And when you start to feel awesome, you don't want to change anything in the past to have gotten you there. You're grateful. And you can start to connect with energies because you are on a level of its equality. You equate with it. And you can equate with a lot of levels if you choose to. You do not need to go into the psychotic weirdness and mind mystery. It's very simple and it's scientific and it is, yeah, believe it or not, a telepathic thing. It's, whose phone's that? Well, unfortunately, someone's phone in my other line, so we're going to have to deal with it for a little bit. Are you breathing? I know you're breathing. I love you.
You
know, if you were that good in bed, I'd start to slap you. I'd love you.
Are you answering the other phone?
I would slap you. I'd slap you. It's just, you know, I think highly of you. I do, but I would. You know.
I'm reading the BBS front page. Okay.
What's that say? That's news, right? I mean, because BBS radio is news. It's on the cutting edge of everything. It is the integrity you'll always see. Feel and expect. It'll be what you can depend on always. Always. Nothing will get into this environment and into our structure that isn't of that quality.
Now, you know,
BBS, I would bet on that as a fact.
BBS has some of the weirdest shows.
Granted, you know, interestingly enough, it does. And, you know, I mean, you don't have a lot of us. You only have a few of us really determining whether the show should be removed or not. You know?
Now, are you advertising Nexus Radio?
Pardon me?
Are you advertising other radio stations?
Yes, a little bit sometimes here and there. I mean, there are some... Sure. I don't know. Are we?
Yeah, that's pretty unusual, man, for one radio network to advertise another.
Oh. Well... You ask somebody around here something, and you'll get an answer sooner or later.
Okay.
Right?
Elizabeth Kucinich. I see...
I'm not going to go into all that.
Dennis Kucinich's wife is going to be on, okay?
You know, Dennis is a man I hold so dearly, because of all the others that talked, he stepped up. And people can say that he stepped up to put a kink into it. You know, I'll tell you. Hey,
you like
saying that Alex Jones wants to fuck you up somehow.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy just probably loves you.
Yeah,
clip that out and send it to Alex. Because I'll tell you, the guy probably bloody damn well loves you. Now, I don't know what he's affiliated with or who he's been affiliated with or anything like that. I do. But some of it I don't. And I won't pretend to. But I think the guy loves you. Okay?
Dennis Kucinich.
I think that man loves you.
Now, you think he loves me better than Ron Paul?
I think they both have the same kind of heart. I really do. I can't say one's less than the other. I do not know. Their actions have shown me something that I've admired in both greatly, and I'd have to say, I mean, my hats are off to both of them. Both of them. And I'm hoping that Ron Paul, and this is a long shot. It's a long shot. Nope, not going to say it. Don't like to say reality when it could be something other than I like. All right, well, that's true. You know, I want to invent reality. Reality, the future hasn't happened until we've created it, so don't buy into any great mode of somehow it's somehow going to be that way because you're so bright and that's the way that things show you they are, and somehow you find that you've somehow mathematically figured it out. Because you're going to find, and ultimately most of them do, that they're mistaken. The most brilliant of them do. Do you ever notice how their latest eulogies are usually their most latest type words that ever get published are always about their mistakes, their problems, and how they ultimately, in one way or another, have betrayed their own profession? Often. It's interesting. Or do you want specifics?
Hmm?
You know, we're right now. I'm gonna ask you a question, and you're gonna answer me.
Now, don't tell me what I'm gonna do.
You're gonna answer me.
You can hope that I'm gonna answer you.
Well, either that, or I'm gonna answer you. All right, you ready?
Go ahead.
All right.
This is the Don and Wynn Laser Light Show. Our laser beams are pointed...
Laser light, you can pick up the goggles at Google.
The goggles at Google, okay.
Doesn't Google have any goggles yet? If Google doesn't have Google goggles yet, then you better find out about this. You heard it here first. What's the date today? Whatever. And then get back to me. I can help you guys. You may be multi-billionaires, but with my heart, I can help you guys. How's that? I just threw them a sales pitch.
Now, what were you going to ask me? You were going to ask me something.
I was.
You forgot already, right?
No, of course not. No, it was of a sexual nature. I wouldn't forget. Honest.
So go ahead, ask me.
Now, you're unmarried, right?
Am I married?
You're not married.
Am I?
Are you married?
I don't answer personal questions on the air.
Will you answer a couple?
Well, tell me where you're leading, and then.
I don't know. I don't plan.
I thought
you got that. I thought we were buds.
So
3 years later, and we're not buds.
Ask the second question, and then I'll decide about the first question, okay?
All right.
What's the second question?
Well, the second question is... Well, I can't get to the second question unless I know the answer to the first.
Okay. Men are like placemats. They only show up when there's food on the table.
You know...
written by an angry woman. Men are like mascara. They usually run at the first sign of emotion.
You know, I'm going to tell everybody. Can I throw a commercial in here?
Well, I don't know. Are you paying for it?
No, I didn't pay for it.
Okay, you can throw a commercial in.
Well, thank you, folks. You know, I don't use any other skincare or hair care products. Haven't in decades. Well, we started this company over a decade ago, but the products are fabulous. And I never used products decades ago, but I started using ours about 10 years ago, and I love them. And so if you ever want to know more about them, go to the management page and click on a link or two. You'll find it. But we're proud of what we do there,
and
it's exceptional beyond measure. And I truly hope that you'll come to find that to be as valid as I understand and as I experience, because it's a part of my life and it's one of the most beautiful parts. Yeah, I'm about to cry.
You are?
Yeah.
You know, Donna's talking about the Lama's Beauty line, and
yeah,
that's gonna make you cry.
I'm not gonna cry.
I'm using the Lama's Beauty shampoo.
I get a little choked up.
What's triggering you?
I just love it. I just love llamas so much.
Now, Don is finally revealing the sensitive emotional side about llama's beauty.
It's... I'm all over it, folks. Only because I'm a product user. When you use the product, you're done. You're sold. It's over. You'll tell your friends. You'll tell your mother, your brother, your sister, your uncle, your aunt. You won't be able to help it. I promise. I mean, well, I promise because I've experienced it. What does the company promise? Well, they got a money back guarantee. I mean, they're fabulous. I don't want to, you know, I don't like to sell products much. That's not me. And you'll never see it a mainstay of anything I do. I won't take sponsors, no, for those that have ever wondered and those that have emailed. We don't do that on our program. I don't, you know, I already make a mockery of it. I don't need it to be more than that. I just, you know, maybe one day, if the world grows up, we'll grow up. Until then, you just got us for an eternity. What do you think, Wynn? Back to you. I'd like your opinion on that matter.
You know what I was just thinking, Ben? I'm thinking of the people that are still watching TV, watching the TV news every night, and are still thinking, telling.
Well, not many do. I mean, my understanding is that that's a good word. Statistic that I understand is 84% of news goers are getting their news from talk radio. And if internet talk radio is the fastest growing radio sector there is, well, you combine the two, it's pretty obvious. No?
Lots of people are getting the news from the internet.
And, yeah. And because of our listenership and our hosts, we're a pretty prime example of that.
Mm-hmm.
But we need our listeners. We need the hosts. We need the listeners. We need people to know that there's the best way to do things and let them do it. You know, we're not trying to even give you a better way. We're trying to give you another way. You decide. It's all of us deciding together. I don't want to rob anybody of that. So we're a full spectrum of awareness. And ultimately, if we find anybody's, you know, being a charlatan, if that's what you want to nut it into, they're gone. I mean, we always will, always have, and for all intents and purposes, that just couldn't change. We do it with heart. And so we're growing rapidly, and I think people are proving that that is the only method of doing business, being in business, and being alive. And they're proving it to us. And we thank them. I got to tell you, It is emotional. I do cry. They've made us number one in so many categories. I stuns me. Stuns me. I'd have to say that somehow, you know, we touch the right hearts, the nerve, and we're all resonating together. And it's growing. All I can say is look out. Should be fun. Get on board. Get your friends on board. It's all about love. Ooh, I felt the raw there. It was raw. And we only have about 5 seconds to close out.
Well, we can't do this in 5 seconds.
All right, you got a minute.
All right.
We're already over because I didn't want to let you talk.
This show went faster than some others, Don. Good work.
Thank you. And you win. Excellent. Excellent job. Excellent.
Yes. So I think the key is just to come on with some more bar jokes. And it helps, you know, break the ice.
We better close out with light now, Win.
Okay. This is our closing routine of calling in the light. And what we do is we create a group energy amongst all our listeners and the hosts, and we invoke the connection with those higher forces. And those of you that want to participate, here we go. Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect each person here. And any negativity be taken to the higher realms of light and transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of the universe, the center of the galaxy, through our bodies, and to the center of the earth. And right now, those of you who are free-willing, we join our energies. We create a group energy. And we invite those group souls, those positive sources in other dimensions, God, if you want to use that word, to join our energies. And if you shut your eyes, some of you will feel the energy. You'll feel a tingling on your third eye or your crown chakra. And we take this energy and we send it around our planet. And we attach the principles of peace, of compassion for those people that are open and ready, that they might feel this energy and receive it into their own consciousnesses. And on that note, we wish you all a good night. Hope you'll join me on my Monday night conference call at 6 p.m. on VBS.
Thank you very much.
We'll see you next week.
All right, folks, and thank you, Wynn. I appreciate you being with us. I love you, Wynn. I really do. Thank you. And folks, coming right up, we have a fireside chat with Zany Mystic. It's a show you never want to miss.
I love you. Ugh.